Hey everybody, welcome back to Bod's Mayhem Hour. We're live here at actually at Louder Life Music Festival 2016. I'm sitting here with I Prevail, and they got a new album coming out, Lifelines, very, very soon here shortly. And cannot wait for this to come out for these guys. Really great music. And they do have a little crush on Taylor Swift, I do hear. So we'll talk about that a little bit. So what's impressed you guys the most about making the new album? It's getting ready to come out, guys. What's caught your eye about it?
What's that?
What's caught your eyes about the new EP, or the new album that's going to come out? What's caught your eye about it the most?
Man, we're just so excited. It's a bigger sound for us. The heavier parts are heavier, and the catchier parts catchier, and we're just really excited about the more mature sound. Yeah. We're trying to
put a lot of time into it. Yeah, for sure, making sure it sounded good.
Who helped produce on this album for you guys?
There was a guy back home, BJ Perry. He's the guy who produced and did all the work on Heart vs. Mind. Went right back to keeping it local with our homie back home.
So. How's working with him? Does he pretty much just let you go and do your own thing? Does he step in at any time to say, hey, let's try this or anything?
He's a very big part of the writing process. We'll come out with a couple of key ideas, and it's kind of funny when you know someone for as long as we've known him. Instead of someone just beating around the bush and being like, I don't know, man, I think there's a better part, he'll just go, stupid, dumb, nope, not using that. We can do better. Keep working. You know, there's something about that where it's like you feel comfortable with someone writing where they can just be like blatantly honest with you and be like, hey, no, I don't think that's as catchy. I think there's something better. So.
Yeah.
He always does this to me. Like, he like just sums it up in like these three paragraphs.
You can have the next
thing.
One. You got this.
All right, I'll take the next one.
So any songs off the new album that stand out more to you guys than any if possible?
Okay, well, there's this song. It's called The Worst Part of Me. I'm going to drop that on you guys. And that's like hands down my favorite. I think that's just like a straightforward kind of like metal sound that I'm like super into. So I'm excited for everyone to hear that one.
I think between the two, my favorites are Lifelines, the title track. I tried, new things with my vocals. Did some a little more clean singing on them. And then Already Dead, which we've been playing live on this tour. It's heaviest thing we've written, the most pissed off thing we've written. So yeah. I'm stoked over that one. Yeah.
What do you hope the fans take away from this album once they get the new one and they start listening to it? What do you hope that they get from it, guys?
I honestly hope they get that these kids are for real. They're developing their sound. They're not just that little cover band that had a little internet fame. I hope the kids, the fans, are excited for us, and I hope the haters choke on something.
No, but, I hope that when they hear it, they know that we're an established band and we're known as such kind of thing, instead of just being a quick little flip on the radar, like Eric was saying, that we're a band, we're here to stay.
Yep. What can fans expect at a show from I Prevail once they come out to see you guys live?
Well, chaos. Yeah, I mean...
There's been reviews written on Twitter.
Tumblr.
It was on something. It was like this kid was like, if you're going to the Pierce of Vail Neck Deep show, watch out for I Prevail set. There's mosh pits and crowd surfers.
Homie called me out.
They're crazy. And it's all Eric's fault because he's the ringleader. So you better watch out if you come to a show.
Yeah, there's no like biting the bat, bat's heads off or anything like that. But if there's something for me to climb on, I'm climbing on it. If I have the opportunity to punch myself in the face, I'm doing that.
A lot of energy at shows.
Absolutely.
What are you guys most looking forward to at Louder Life this weekend? Are you going to stick around? Are you guys just going to head on out after the interviews? Or what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Well, we have actually a festival tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Sonic Boom.
Yeah, we'll be playing out there tomorrow. So we got to take off late tonight, but we're definitely sticking around for all the headliners.
Check, like, Slayer out and stuff like that. That's a bucket list band for me.
Oh, absolutely. And then we're touring with Pierce of Vail Neck Deep right now, and they're going on later. And I'm actually got a – they asked me to come on stage with them for a little surprise. So I'm stoked. But we're just really excited to see some of these bands we've looked up to for years, and being lucky enough to share the stage with them.
Yeah.
I just like to say thank you guys for your music. Continue what you guys are doing, and thanks as a fan.
Thank you as the band. Thank you so much for being a fan, man. That means a lot.
I Prevail's new album comes out 21st. Is that right? Lifelines, pick it up, motherfuckers. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you.